Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 447. We're up to the last film in the RoboCop franchise for the Alex Murphy timeline, right? One, two, and three.
We'll call it the original trilogy.
The original trilogy. Yes, the final film in the original trilogy. This is RoboCop 3 from 1993. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, look, I know we both didn't see this movie. This is our first time watching this movie. Let's just get into financials because I know we want to talk about this movie. So let's get into some financials. This movie was budgeted at $22 million. Financially, it only grossed $10 million. Are you shocked?
What the heck?
It flopped bad.
Okay. Yeah, no. Am I surprised? No. If that was the question, I'm not surprised. Now that I've seen it. I think if you would have asked me before I saw it, maybe. After I saw it, no. Now, I did watch, and we talked off air a little bit, and we've talked in the past. I don't really watch special features on disc. However, did you rent this movie?
No, I brought the Shout Factory.
Okay. So I had the same disc. I watched like maybe 15 minutes of the making of documentary on here. And before I give the Rotten Tomatoes score, your boy directed it, Fred Decker. He talked about it, Night of the Creeps. He directed Night of the Creeps. That's why he's your boy, because he directed Night of the Creeps. I know you like that movie. Yeah. He directed a movie I like called Monster Squad. So he's done a movie each of us like a lot. However, neither of them were big hits when they came out. His career got sort of resurrected because Robert Zemeckis tapped him for some Tales of the Crypt episodes that they enjoyed. And he also wrote with Shane Black. They were like, they're friends and they wrote movies together. Anyway, I'm saying all this because we did RoboCop 2. That was written by Frank Miller, if you remember, and directed by Irvin Kershner, director of freaking Empire Strikes Back and RoboCop 2. So this time, Frank Miller came back and they asked if Shane Black and Fred Decker wanted to write RoboCop 3. And Shane Black said no. He didn't want to do it because he was working on another movie. And Fred Decker said, I can't write without him. So basically what they did was they took a script by Frank Miller who wrote 2. And then Decker just like rewrote stuff. So I'm saying all that to say this movie's a hodgepodge of like people's ideas. And I like some of the stuff, and I'll go into it when we're going through the movie, the review. But I like some of the stuff he said. I like that making of. He was very fair. Like, you know, sometimes you watch those and they're like, it was the greatest experience of my life. And it was I'm so proud of this movie. Yeah. I feel like he was very honest with a lot of things and I appreciated watching it. So we're going to talk about it, but let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores because these are horrible. Now, RoboCop 2 had a huge gap, if you remember, from 1 to 2. The gaps are smaller, but the numbers are tiny here. So this only had a 19% drop in the critics, but that took it all the way down to a 9%. So this has a 9% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score was a bigger drop at 22%. So it went down 22%, and that took it a 15%. So a 9 and a 15, horrible numbers. Very bad.
I want to know the 15 people that gave you positive.
Yeah, who likes this movie? That's what I want to know too. Well, listen, it must have some audience if Scream Factory put out a collector's edition. But I have a theory, which we'll get to. But I want to know who in 2025 likes RoboCop 3. And maybe this is a spoiler for our review, but I don't care. I need to know who. Who are you? Show yourself.
Honestly, it's show yourself. Reveal yourself to
reveal
us.
Reveal yourself, coward. You coward.
No, I agree. I mean, it's a very shocking when you look at these, like, 9, I get. Okay, great.
15. 9? No, one digit. A single digit. That's horrible.
I get it. 15 to me is like shocker. I'm like, oh, man, really? I thought this thing was going to be lower, like in a 5 bracket for the audience. But I guess
the fact that you just said 15 is shocking because it's high lets you know about this. The first one had a 92 critic score. That means this has an 83% drop from the first movie. 83% drop. I don't know if there's one bigger that we've ever done. I'm not going to lie. From 1 to 3, 83%.
No, there has never been a drop like that. Holy now, God. I will say, we got to get into the review now. All right, so look, lead character, Peter Weller's not back as Alex Murphy / Robo. Okay.
He's not. This ugly guy is in.
Lois is back. The original actress is back. Lois.
Nancy Allen. Yeah.
Yeah, she's back. And a lot of OCP people are back. The news anchors are back. Right? The media guys.
And the police chief?
The police chief is back. Yes. Go ahead. Take it away. What do you think?
No. All right. So this is RoboCop is played by Robert Burke in this movie.
Robert Burke.
Okay. And I'm being serious. Okay. I gave it a 1. And I'm going to tell you why. RoboCop, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you watch this movie as well. He doesn't show up until like, it feels like 20 minutes into the movie. You don't even see RoboCop. You're like going around in Detroit, which by the way, none of these movies are filmed in Detroit. The first one was filmed in Dallas. The second one was filmed in Houston. And this one was filmed in Atlanta. So you're going around Detroit and you're with this little kid and he's been the CCH Pounder. From your movie that was Psycho, one of them, four or whatever, she's in there. And with I'll save it for villains. Anyway, you're going around, you know, RoboCop. Where is he? I don't know. Where's RoboCop? And so just off of that, it all of a sudden felt like there's not even a RoboCop movie. Like he plays a side character in a movie about him. And for me, that's like an automatic, like it lowers the score to maybe like a 2 to start. But then this is like the worst version of him. Like in every way, he's ugly. The guy doesn't look like like Peter Weller. His voice is horrible. Like he doesn't sound like him. He sounds wimpy compared to Peter Weller had a great voice. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. You know, or stop it, creep. But when this guy says it, it's not. It's like stop, creep. It's not as good. And like they abandon all this. Like there's parts where he's like remembering his wife and kid and stuff. But like at this point, he's a toy, honestly. Like RoboCop is a toy. He has a jetpack. Terrible. I gave him a 1. This is easily the worst version of him that's ever been on screen.
Well, I mean, you said everything. I totally agree. I mean, he doesn't come. Look, when they introduce him back on, his car is totally tinted out. Even the windshield is tinted out.
That's right.
Like even me and my wife was watching, and she again got up and left. She was like, I can't watch this. This is really bad. So I was like, oh, man, I got to watch this alone again. Like, when they introduce the character, the cops are getting chased, and all their cars are non-tinted. But then when RoboCop comes, car is all limousine tint, black. Like, you can't see in it. And they're like, man, this cop, there's something different about this cop, man. And they're driving. And I was like, oh, he goes, the corny-ass 90s dialogue is kicking in. When he shoots out of the freaking ceiling and comes out like he's about to sing a song, I said, I'm done. It looked horrible. His introduction was horrible. You're absolutely right. His voice sounded so freaking off, was not even funny. He looked like RoboCop, and I can see why they hired him, because from the mask, he doesn't look like Peter Weller. Mm-hmm. He does. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But when they removed the damn mask, he looked like someone drove over his face.
He looked like a drawing of Peter Weller.
He does. Yes. He looked like one of Jay's drawings. Yeah, you know, he mimics covers.
His crayon
cover. Oh, Grand Theft Auto 6. Yeah. Yes. That's what it looked like. And it's just one of those things that I just shake my head at. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just done. I couldn't. And like, he was horrible.
Like, now, Lois. Castings happen, but this was like a bad one.
I agree. I mean, now, Lois, she was good, but another introduction that was so cornball. Yeah. All the cops are in a restaurant, and she's sitting in a corner reading a newspaper, like, we're not taking this call. It's Lois's turn. And the camera does the pan and zoom, slow motion, and then she moves it and she pops her bubble. Like, she said, I'll go. Yes.
She's chewing gum. She's a tough cop.
She was like, I'll go. It's okay. And then all of a sudden, boom, cutting bra. I'm sorry. It was hard to watch these characters.
And then he gets like fried. He gets like shut down again. He gets like shut down. And he really felt like a side character in his own movie, which
he
does. Weird.
He very felt like that. But anyway, I gave him a 1. You gave him a 1. Okay, main villain.
One. So this one is the worst as far as the villains. They've been, in my opinion, even two, which I didn't love, the villains have been fairly strong in the franchise. Here, okay, check this out. In this one, the old guy's gone from the head of OCP. Now it's a guy that's played by Rip Torn, by the way, who, you know what? He's like an actor that's like a very distinct actor. I don't think he works in any old movie. He's great in like Men in Black as Zed. Like, I think that, you know, that kind of role works for him. He's good in comedy. He's in Dodgeball, which, by the way, this is what I was going to say. This is a Dodgeball prequel, because you have Rip Torn and also Steven Root, who is one of the average Joes. He's the one who betrays them.
L for love.
I was like, this is Dodgeball. So Rip Torn, and he plays the CEO. That's his name. The CEO. He's unnamed. He doesn't have a name. Literally, there's a scene where the guy's towards the end. He's like, you know, the CEO isn't going to like this. Who calls people, like, who refers to people as that? The CEO. It's like a wrestler. That's like a WWF wrestling name, you know? The CEO coming to the ring. Like, get, like IRS. Like, get out of here. So Rip Torn is horrible in this movie. Like, he's bad in this movie. I like him in some stuff. I don't like him in this. Beyond that, you have this guy who's, like, running this military group. They're, like, military police. They're not official cops, but they're going into, like, Alex, this is the third movie in a row where they're trying to build this stupid city, Delta City. They've been trying to kick people out of their houses for three movies. And this guy's like the leader. And he basically just like takes over. And then he's like, he wants to have all the cops help him. And the cops quit. They throw their badge on the floor. They're like, I'm not going to do this. And so he hires all the crackheads to to fight instead. But like, they're uninteresting. They're not memorable. Like, bring back Red Foreman from the first movie. He was the best. Yeah, the freaking douchebag OCP guy. These guys, trash. One.
So you said I agree. I mean, I gave it a 1-2. It's atrocious. They were not formidable. They were just not fun to even sit down and watch. Like, they weren't even funny. They were horrible. This movie's really bad in a lot of ways. And villains is another one. You have robotic martial artists.
The ninja cyborg guy. I forgot about that. He's ugly too, and I don't like him.
Horrible scene with that character.
He's like,
it was so stupid, doing jumps and stabbing, and like, that was dumb. You got the Nazi guy. I always call him he looked like a Nazi character, like the main dude. But you're right, their purpose was to drive out all the poor people from their houses, but not even like throwing them out. And I'm like, okay, that's a cool storyline. It's not like it's a bad storyline. It's a pretty interesting storyline, but it just told so wacky and off base. Like, I just felt so off. Like, the characters did not even work well. The guy from Dodgeball betrays the black lady from the night. What is it, freaking from Tales from the Crypt? Demon Knight?
Oh, yeah, Demon Knight. She is.
She was like one of the head rebels, and she goes, you ain't gotta stand your ground.
Play the resistance.
Yeah, you can't leave your houses and all this BS. And I'm like, oh my God, this movie's so stupid. So like, for me, I just felt like I couldn't be invested in this movie, because like, even the hero sucked and the villain sucked. And you can't even have that. I mean, the good thing is that it had Ed 209. I was like, that looked pretty cool. But then there's certain things about the movie that just irked me. We'll talk about that. But yeah, I agree. I gave it a 1. Okay, let's get to action scenes.
All right. I gave this a 2. For me, a 1, it's like, you got to have very minimal, and it has to be bad. You know what I mean? Like, 1, I feel like it's a special place. This has a lot of action in it. So, you know, I'm going to give it a 2, though, because it's like, it's fairly repetitive. I hate the ninja cyborg guy, silly. But there's one major thing that holds it back, and that this movie's PG-13. And the first two are so bloody, like there's blood squibs everywhere, and there's gore, and there's brains, and there's PG-13. No hardcore violence. And then the one scene that made me so mad that I almost turned it off is when that guy comes out of the apartment, and RoboCop is like, shoots his gun, and it's going like, bloop, 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 bloop,
oh,
in the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like shooting it in the air, and it's like floating. And I was like, I'm going to turn this off because I can't watch this anymore. So even if I was considering like a soft 3 just for the amount, that I said 2, but there is a lot. I will say that if you're just here for action, PG-13 action, I feel like you'll get enough but it's not very exciting. The jetpack scene is hilarious. Some of it shot well. Like, I don't think most of it looks terrible, but it's just so, we're coming off of movies where like people are getting like, you know, just really destroyed. And this is like a kid's movie for some reason. So I don't know. I gave it a 2.
I gave it a 1. I know it has tons of action, but I'm sorry, dude. It is atrocious. It is horrible. It's not memorable. I mean, if you go, hey, dude, name me 5 scenes from the movie that's action, I'll be like, I can't tell you even one. Like, that's the thing. Like, the jetpack scene was so horrible. Like, even horrible at the end when he's flying. And I was just like, this is not good. Like, this is bad. Then it felt very Police Academy 1 or 2 when they're fighting in the streets against the citizens of Patrol. I think it was that one. But, like, that's what it felt like. I was just like, this is so bad. I miss the squibs. RoboCop was known for the squibs. When they're getting shot, they're like, bah, 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 bah. You just see, like, this ridiculous amount of blood coming out the body. And I loved it. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I didn't like it here. That was stupid. The girl that could literally plug in a computer and tell Ed 209 to become a puppy. I said, nope, that deducted mad points. I said, there's no freaking way. This girl's going to... First of all, how does she know how to operate this thing? And I knew it when they foreshadow her house and you saw the body parts of RoboCop and Ed 209 open and she's tapping away on this stupid keyboard. And I said, don't tell me she's going to reprogram RoboCop.
She's doing like calculus or something.
Yeah. And I was just like, nope. Yeah. Like, that scene was dumb. Them raiding, that was dumb. Lois dying deducted more points, because I was like, this is so stupid. Another foreshadow. Lois, do you need a bulletproof vest? Nah, I'm going out with my partner.
And remember when RoboCop gets his arm chopped off, but he magically can like fit that gun into it?
Yeah.
He just like plugs it in like a Lego.
Yeah, he goes, pew, pew.
Yeah, he's like, oh shoot, no arm. I'm a Lego man now.
It's so ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I just felt like everything was so convenient for RoboCop. It was like, well, now you don't need to recharge because your backpack could do it. Oh, later in the movie, he's going to need it. Like, exactly. It felt very 007. You know how when you watch a 007 movie and Q is like, well, here's her watch that's x-ray. Well, look at this. 2 scenes later, he uses the watch because he has to infiltrate the thing so he can read. So I don't know. I just felt like there's a lot of scenes here. This is whack. But my favorite scene, I mean, and not favorite, I'm just saying in terms of stupidity. My favorite scene is at the end when he turns on the jetpack and he fires the dude's leg and then he grabs the girl and miraculously the girl's hanging on back of him. When he's flying out the OCP.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a nuclear weapon that blew up. It wasn't no bomb. Bro, that shit was like an atomic weapon. That shit said boom. I was like, what? This dude ignited a nuclear device in Detroit. I was like, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, I gave it a 1. I couldn't. I mean, you're right. It did have action. It did. Even when RoboCop drove off the damn parking lot to land right next to Lois and then he comes out and he's shooting and he's like, I couldn't. I was like, this is so atrocious. It's so bad. And then you got the, what was it called? The punk gang? The Skookums? The Nukem gang?
They got their stupid little drawing on the wall. I don't even remember.
The splatter gang.
The splatter punks.
The splatter punks.
Yeah, splatter punks. That's what it was. The splatter gang. Oh, yeah.
Splatter punks. She was horrible. All right. Yeah. 1 for me, 2 for you. All right. Storyline.
All right. Okay. I agree with you 1,000,000%. I was waiting for this part. The freaking, you know me. You know me with kids in movies. You know, like, sometimes I like a kid actor in a movie. It's fine. I hate this kid in this movie. Oh, I gave the storyline a 1, by the way. I gave it a 1. Okay. First of all, maybe I feel bad. Now, I don't know. I thought it was a boy most of the time. I didn't even know it was a girl. I didn't know it was a girl. Matter of fact, I watched the entire movie thinking it was a boy. And when I got to the special features, and he's like, the little girl. I'm like, the little girl? The little girl. A little girl. And then they show a picture and I'm like, oh shoot, that was a girl. It just looked like a boy with long hair to me. And I, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's a little kid, so I don't think it really matters that much. But I thought it was a boy. Holy crap. I don't know where to start. Look, the movie opens in the apartment. You're right. She's doing calculus. She's like 8. And I'm like, oh, here we go. This is gonna be something. And then the dad comes in and is like, hey, this is our home. Go to sleep. boom, wrecking ball just smashes into the room, almost kills her. And then they go outside. It's a war zone. Ah, there's helicopters. I'm like, what is going on already? Then they get separated, which, by the way, what happened to the parents? Where did they go? What did it, this little kid joins joins a gang? Because she knows how to be a hacker. She does homework, so she knows how to be a hacker. You just type in act like a puppy, and all of a sudden Ed 209 does acts like a puppy. Whatever. You're right. It's so stupid. And then at the end, I'm thinking, like, you know, her parents are going to, like, come off a bus or something and be like, we're alive. Nope. Never. This kid is now just a little homeless kid that's going to live with the people. I don't know. Hated it. On top of that, I started to wonder, like, okay, I understand OCP is based out of Detroit or whatever. But at what point does a company who's done all the stuff they do not have some sort of national backlash or national, like, someone stepping in and be like, y'all can't just kill everyone in the streets? You know what I mean? There's no talk of OCP being anywhere but Detroit. They're like the biggest in Detroit, but like, what about some federal laws that they got to be breaking? And I understand maybe I'm asking too much because this is just like a silly goose, you know, like sci-fi movie. But it started to make me mad.
You need, like, global.
These guys just run around doing whatever. No one ever interferes. They're shooting people in the street. Like, if a cop shoots someone in the street now in real life, it's like national media news.
Yeah.
You're telling me these people are walking through with an army blowing up people's houses, and nope, and they're not like, you know what, we got to step in and this company can't. At one point, the guy's like, our stock is dropping. It's like, oh my God. It's a one. It is horrible. I hate it. I really didn't like it at all.
I hated it the first 5 minutes of the movie. I was like, this is a piece of shit. Like, I was like, you could tell it's a piece of shit. I was like, I can't believe I brought this movie. And you know what it is? I have this very, well, you know, I have this bad OCD problem. Like, if a movie has like 8 movies, I gotta buy all 8 movies just to have it in my collection. But I gotta stop doing it because, man, this is a really bad movie. Two is bad, but it's not this bad.
No.
It's three not as bad. It's
significantly worse.
Yeah. Yes. Three is really bad. My boy RoboCop has a little girl on his lap and he's stroking her hair. I had to check out. I was like, bro, this is a fucking
weird.
Yeah, this is really bad. And that's when he found out that the daughter's parents died. Because he went through he scanned through everything. It was like, and they were in this detention and it says deceased. And I was like, oh God. And then he's just there stroking. And I was just like, bro, horrible. Horrible. You're absolutely right. Robert Thorne's character sucked. The black guy from the original two movies, he was horrible. He was telling the bad cop, I mean, the good cop, the black good cop, I forgot his name.
The chief?
Yeah, he was telling him off. And my man was like, oh, hell no. He threw the damn pin.
You're going to lose your pension. Like, okay, whatever.
Like, I just felt like the movie was the necessity of storyline was just, I mean, from what you said, because you saw the background story and everything, it feels like thrown on a wall and said, all right, we're going to do another RoboCop movie. It just felt so weird and horrible, and it felt very low budget, like sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
It felt like a sci-fi special event movie of the year, because honestly, it just does not felt like, I will say this though, the music, there's something about the music.
They brought back the original
score. They did bring it back, but I don't know, because this movie is a piece of shit, and I'm telling you guys, it's a piece of shit. But when the music kicks in, I started to get a little bit, I was like, okay. Like the scene where Lois, like, he's getting rebooted again, and then plays Lois's memory, and she's like tweaking his jetpack, and she goes, you gotta get him, Murphy, at all costs. And all of a sudden he rips off and and he grabs his helmet, he grabs his Captain Hook arm.
Robo-hook.
Yeah, his Robo-hook. He grabs it, and then he's just like, I got a financial promise. And then the music's and I was like, yo, this shit is actually pretty cool. But other than that, like, the music is what elevated this shit movie, but the movie is really horrible from beginning to end. You're absolutely right. It felt very comical throughout everything. Even when, I thought this was funny, even when my man went into the strip hotel room And the bad guy is there. He goes, no one's going to find me here. And RoboCop shoots through the door.
Yes.
And then he throws himself out the window.
Oh, my gosh.
The two-story building. Yes. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing. I said, this is so
funny. This movie is kind of funny.
It's fun. No, it's
but not
it's,
on purpose.
No. This is a movie that you ask your friends, like, let's say you're coming over, and I'll be like, yo, guys, grab a box of beers, and let's order pizza, and let's have a good time laughing. RoboCop 3 is that movie that you put on with your friends, because you will be laughing throughout the damn movie. I think so.
Yes.
But yeah, that's a one for me. Okay, overall.
I hate to do it. I don't hate to do it. I gave it a one. I changed my mind. I like to do it. Yeah, the best part of this movie was the score. I'm glad they brought that back. It is a great theme. Underrated. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the RoboCop theme is one of the most underrated movie themes, because it doesn't get talked about much. Even though the original is a classic, that's usually not talked about that much. And it's probably because a super well-known composer didn't come up with it. No. But if this was freaking John Williams or Hans Zimmer or I don't know, who's Jerry Goldsmith that came up with it, people would be like, oh, it's one of the best. But it's not. It's just some guy. I don't even remember who did it. But because of that, I don't think it gets the love. That's the best part of this movie. Everything else is very bad. The behind the scenes thing that I liked that I was mentioning, when the director was talking about the film, and he made one good point that I agree with, but basically he said they wanted to shoot for a PG-13. Mm. And he knew that was going to be, the first two are R. He was talking about how much he loves RoboCop 1, how kind of hard it was to be faithful while being a PG-13 movie. Mm. And basically that they had not a mandate, but they had an idea of all these kids saw RoboCop 1 on TV, and now they had toys, and now they had video games, and they had comic books, and they had these things that children were consuming, but this is not a children's movie, right? Like the first two. They hired him because of Monster Squad and Night of the Creeps. I believe Night of the Creeps is a PG movie. I don't think it's rated R. Mm-hmm. And they hired him because he had an ability to make edgy PG-13, which, and here's where I agree with him. He's in 1990 or whenever this was, he's that wasn't a thing. And now that is very popular, which is true. Think of a movie like Megan or a lot of horror that goes for that. Five Nights at Freddy's made freaking $400 million. The edgy PG-13 is now a thing. And in a way, I agree with him. Fred Decker, the director, where he was a little ahead of the curve. The problem is that this is a horrible movie, to do it with. This should not have been the test for it, right? Night of the Creeps, Monster Squad, they fit the bill. Whereas here, this needed to be R-rated. He's I had this kid character. I didn't view it as this was going to be for kids to watch, but that's ultimately how it ended up being. You're following around a little girl. She's really the main character, and RoboCop's just there, as an action figure. So a very horrible movie. I know why I've never seen it, and I already sold it. I put it on Mercari. It sold in 5 minutes. So I already got it shipped out. Never watching this again. Enjoy it. Glenn or whoever bought it. I don't know. It wasn't Glenn. Whoever got it.
It was the director.
Yeah. That's going to be a one for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a one for me too. Look, the composer of RoboCop, I think I'm going to butcher this because I think he's German. Basil Polidorus.
Okay. Who's that? And he might have done other stuff, but I'm just saying he's not the known composers of the time.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it was songs and lyrics was by him in the city of Prague for the film Harmonic Orchestra.
He did the music for RoboCop 3 as well. So they didn't just bring back his theme. He actually also did the score.
Also, there you go. They brought back the original.
And it's the best part of the movie, honestly.
It is the best part of the movie. But I will say that the overall movie stinks. I will be getting rid of this movie also. I got to learn to put this stuff. I think I'm going to put 2 and 3 up because I already got part 2 and 3.
I sold 2 14. Instantly as well. And someone bought it. Yeah, they already have it.
Getting rid of this stuff too. I'm never going to watch these movies. It's really bad. Unfortunately, it would be cool if it was a really good movie, but unfortunately, it just stinks. But anyway, with that said, Nate, what is your total points?
6. Yes. 6 out of 25. Very bad. Very hate it. By the way, I looked up that guy because you said his name. He also did the music for the greatest movie of all time, Tintorera, the Tiger Shark. One of the best. He also did Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer. That's a good score. Red Dawn, RoboCop, Free Willy, Quickly Down Under, the Hunt for Red October. So he's done some movies. He's done some movies. I just didn't know him by name.
Yeah, I mean, he's not like you're right. He's not like a big type. You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even know John Williams did the Harry Potter score.
See, only like, the first
one. But because I mean, I know him for Jaws. I know him for Star Wars. And then when we walk through the whole damn Universal, I'm like, damn, this thing is pretty. Who did this song? And I looked it up. I was like, John Williams. Oh, like, holy shit, this dude did another big one. Yeah.
The best of all time.
But then you have like what? You have, you know, Danny Elfman, right? With the
Danny
Beetlejuice.
Elfman, amazing, who did the music for Epic Universe Monsters Land, by the way. The score that plays good? It's original music by Danny Elfman in that little land.
Nice. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. But anyway, with that said, my point was 5. I give it a 5. It's the worst score that you can give a movie.
Worst score possible on our show.
Yeah, it's the worst of worst. But all right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
Yeah, not this, thank God. Okay, coming up, we will have a continuing on with our comic book movies that do not have sequels, one-offs. We have Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and then we will wrap up this RoboCop franchise with the remake from, 2014, 2013, yeah, something like that, with Joel Kinnaman. I remember he plays RoboCop. Yeah, Samuel Jackson was in that.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, Michael Keaton was the bad guy. You got Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Doctor. Yeah.
Yes, and I forget the one who plays the wife. Cornish. Abby Cornish. She was in Sucker Punch. She plays the wife. So, yes, we will be doing the remake, a movie I remember liking, but I haven't seen it in 10 years, so we'll see.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one in a while either. It's been a while. So, with that said, guys, if you guys want to follow us at our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, leave the comments there, then, of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Again, I'm your host, Adam Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.